Welcome to the Bond Brain. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Bud West.
Welcome back to the Bond Brain for a look at the brand new James Bond continuation novel With a Mind to Kill by Anthony Horowitz. If you haven't read it yet, there could be some spoilers in this podcast. I don't want to spoil that for anyone out there. So, you know, if you just haven't gotten around to it, if you picked it up or if you intend to read it, then you might want to tune out here and not go any further with this podcast so that it don't ruin the novel for you. So, 3, 2, 1, here it goes. Could be some spoilers in here. I have to say that, you know, I'm huge reader, not just James Bond, but I absolutely love to read. So pretty exciting when a new James Bond novel comes out. Obviously, we're never going to get any more from Ian Fleming. He's been gone for a long time. And the Flemings are absolutely my favorite. Now, over the years, we've had quite a few continuation authors, John Gardner. We've had Raymond Benson and Jeffrey Deaver. There's been quite a few over the years, but the last three that have been released have all been written by Anthony Horowitz. And I have to say that Horowitz comes close, as you're going to get so far, to the original Fleming. Now, in the first two novels, he's written three of them now, Forever and a Day, Trigger Mortis, and now With a Mind to Kill. Now, some of the continuation authors that have come and gone, I have enjoyed their works, even though they weren't necessarily very Fleming-like. I like the Raymond Benson novels, the Union Trilogy, and, you know, those were some great books. They were kind of set in the modern era of Bond, which is fine. I'm not a fan of the John Gardner books at all. As a matter of fact, I've only read about half of them, and then I just gave up. I didn't like the changes that he made throughout the books. But Horowitz has really stuck to canon. And not only that, but, you know, he's had some advantages in that. So apparently the Ian Fleming Foundation allowed him to use previously unreleased material directly from Fleming. I guess in order to do that, he had to stay within the time period of the original novels. And that's probably one of the things that makes me enjoy these Horowitz novels the most. Now, With a Mind to Kill, if I had to criticize the book at all, I would say that the only thing I didn't like about it is there was just far too many references to the Fleming novels, almost as if he was trying to prove that he understood all of the other Fleming novels and, you know, include that in the book. And I thought it came off a little strange. It's one thing to allude back to a previous case, but he did it a few times throughout With a Mind to Kill. Did it detract from the book? Nah, not really. I wouldn't have included it myself, but, you know, everybody has their own writing style. Did it matter in the story? No. And that's really where my criticism comes from. I don't like things that appear in books or novels that don't really advance the story. It's just kind of in there for either political purposes or ideological purposes or somebody trying to prove that they know something. Outside of that, which was very, very, very sparse, there was not a lot of that. I thought the story was very, very, very solid. The best part that I liked actually was the ending. Now, if you've seen No Time to Die, and I assume if you're bothering to listen to this podcast, you've seen it probably 5 or 6 times at this point, I think Horowitz trumped that ending in the film. Now, at the back of the book, if you read any further, you would notice that apparently this is Horowitz's swan song. It's the third book, and he has an author's note in the back, and it appears to allude to the fact that this is the last one he's going to write. He's done three, it's somewhat of a trilogy, and he's not going to go back to it. But I love the ambiguous ending, which is something that they could have very easily done in No Time to Die. Bond is considering getting out, and he's in a dangerous situation, and does he live? Does he die? He leaves it hanging, and I really liked that. Normally, I don't like cliffhangers unless I know that at some point something's going to come along and resolve that cliffhanger, but I think that Daniel Craig probably would have, I don't know. I believe I would have liked No Time to Die better if he didn't just kind of give up at the end, which is in my estimate, it's Horowitz is a little bit of a slap in the face to Eon. That's just my take on it. You may think differently, but if you're into the James Bond novels, reading is a great brain activity no matter what you read. There's several great book series out there, but I think that Horowitz is finally the guy who kind of came along and did justice to the continuation novels. If you've read Forever in a Day, if you've read Trigger Mortis, don't miss this one, folks. If you haven't read any of them, I actually would recommend that you go back and read the other two before moving on with The Mind to Kill. Some of those books you can actually find on the discount shelves. I saw one in a bargain store for $3 one point. I mean, I have them, so I didn't bother to buy them, but this guy really seems to get Bond, and that's why I like it. If this is indeed his third and final, and he's not going to write anymore, that's a shame in my book, because he's really the first guy who's ever come along that really seemed to understand Fleming and the character and the time period and what the other characters throughout the novel mean to Bond and the story. That's my take on it. It's real quick. I'm not going to go in chapter by chapter or try to analyze the writing any further than that. Really liked it. Probably will read it again. As a matter of fact, the Anthony Horowitz novels are the only continuation novels that I have ever read more than once. I like the Bensons, but I never have any intention to go back and rereading them. I constantly reread the Flemings. I've read at least every single one of the Flemings three times, and some, such as Casino Royale, Moonraker, and Dr. No, which are my favorites. I've probably read each of those books five or six times. So Horowitz, I think, is good enough to reread, and that's kind of the measure of where I sit. I've seen some people rating it online, throwing their own little take on it up, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. I don't think it's a 10 out of 10, but you know, I'm in the 8 to 9 range with this. Really enjoyed it. I'll give it a year. I'll go back. I'll reread it. And I thoroughly expect to enjoy it each and every time I go through it. That's all I have for now. Thank you for listening. This is Bud West with the Bond Brain, and the Bond Brain will return.